Now we are in public session.
Let me say up pursuant to anything?
Not for public. Oh, wait. Okay, so we will take motions on the cases that we heard today. Let's go in order, starting on page one of the voting matrix, which is a different order than we need to tackle them, but... So unless anybody has a problem with that, then let's go that direction. So, case number 17-025.
I'm sorry, which case?
17-025.
Oh, thank you.
We're just gonna go right in order on that.
Get the easy one.
On the...
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Greg Rogers, case 17-025, OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 1, subsection B, due professional care and or OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 2, auditing standards. I move that there's insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions?
You're abstaining.
That's right. Case number 17-038.
I'll do this one again. Greg Rogers, case 17-038. First issue, OAR 801-030-0010-1B, due professional care, 2017 edition, and or OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 4, tax standards, 2017 edition. Sufficient evidence.
Give a second.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thank you.
Second matter, ORS 673.320, subsection 3, use of term CPA, 2017 edition. I was going to recommend an insufficient, since CPA was left off the signature line, was my logic behind that.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Further discussion?
I think it was the same business name both years.
Yeah,
so when one, and I don't, we don't put CPA behind our name on the signature line. And so the firm ID or the EFIN that he's using is the exact same when he had a license and when he didn't.
I'd be convinced to change.
Or you could just vote.
Yeah, we don't have to.
You have to vote. So.
Okay. Right. So all those in favor?
I guess so. Bryce convinced me. I was on the fence.
Any opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Any abstain?
Four to two.
Oh,
I didn't hear the two.
I
didn't
hear
the
two.
He's
two. Yeah, this is kind of sufficient. So I was fence sitting on that one, but I totally did. Third issue, OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 7, subsection C, subsection A, Board Communications and Investigations, 2019 edition. I'd find sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Oh, you want this one.
Right. 17-051.
Case number 17-051. Pursuant to OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 1B, due professional care. I vote that there's insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I just send the guy a letter. I think they've done enough.
Are you opposing or are you?
I'm opposing, but I think there's sufficient evidence. But just
vote.
Yeah.
Vote.
I am voting down here.
But, no, you can vote yay or nay, and then you can have discussion.
You can add additional commentary.
Well, he's kind of doing both.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have the kind of the council?
No, he does not.
There was one nay.
Okay.
The rest, yes. Okay. 18-002.
Case number 18-002, pursuant to OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 1B, for not responding to client communications, I move that there is insufficient evidence.
A second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Second part to case number 18-002. Pursuant to OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 1B, errors while preparing client's 2016 tax returns, I move that there is insufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
This is looks like the first one of the day that I
know I'm trying to solve stuff. You just make a motion and we can disagree with you.
Okay. So we not know which direction we want it. Nobody wants to make the.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
All right. All right. Case number 18-012.
We don't have to be consensus. So, in fact, I think it shows that we actually have our own brains if we're not. So, carry on.
Pursuant to OAR 801-030-0020 sub 12. Non-disclosure agreement, I move that there's insufficient evidence.
Second.
Okay, let's have some discussion on this.
I think that it did violate the requirements in the OAR.
I think that technical violation.
Because of the language where it prohibits them from, or attempts to prohibit the plaintiff from coming to the board with a complaint. So, yeah.
I guess my concern was where the complainants just stopped, where they didn't respond, and they're like, we're not going to talk to you anymore.
I think it's irrelevant, though, at that point. I mean, it's an issue. In our world, the accountants need to understand that we can't request a individual who is opposing us. We can't prevent them from coming to the board and stating their case.
I thought it was the other way around. Maybe I read that wrong. So I thought they were asking him to sign it.
They were asking the plaintiff.
Okay. Yeah. So good discussion.
Okay. So the motion is that there is insufficient evidence for a violation of OER 801-030-0020 non-disclosure. All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So was everybody a nay?
Yeah.
I think I just transposed my stomach things. Somebody else.
It might be clearer if you call for them again in the alternative.
Okay.
Could we?
You can.
Could we group all three together?
You can.
Oh yes, we could.
Because it's awkward, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. Are you going to do sufficient or insufficient?
Well, I'm going to do sufficient.
Okay.
If I do it again.
You can. I guess the hard part is that you do want to comment on one of them.
I don't think we should do all three together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just saying for the first one to redo.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do the first one, but don't group.
And then, right, yeah. Do them all three together.
Oh, no, I missed that piece.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Mulligan?
Yep.
Case 18-012 for pursuant to OAR 801-030-0020 sub 12 non-disclosure agreement. I move that there is sufficient evidence.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Awesome. That's better.
Okay. It's cleaner.
No.
I told you guys this was the. I was having a hard time with this first one. I need to.
Okay. Somebody else. Can we put
them in? It helps if you just do them as sufficient, and then if. And then they both
out,
but then they, you know, it's a little bit
cleaner. You stick with.
Okay. Just trying to help.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Sufficient, and then put it down. Yeah. So that you could just read what's there, and not have to think, isn't it?
Me again?
And she's saying, since you started the first one, finish it out.
Oh, great. Okay. Again, all right, pursuant to OAR 801-030-0010 sub 1 sub B, due professional care, 2013 and 2014 editions, I move that there's sufficient evidence. Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All those opposed?
No.
Aye. Haley Bryce L.
You said no.
Sean,
what?
Sean. I think there is sufficient evidence.
I feel like that was just tricked.
I know, I do think it's tricked. I've been struggling with this one.
Okay. So you're in trees. Can we do that?
It fails. Yeah, it's fine. It fails. It's the recommendation.
Yeah.
Great. Can we do the next one too?
But you also, just because you make the motion and then second it, doesn't mean you have to vote for it, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay.
That would lock you in.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. All right.
I want to have the discussion prior to the
vote. We are trying to get this. We have only like six more pages to go. Yeah. So by the time we're done with this, we're in press.
All right, case 18-012, pursuant to OAR 801-030-0015 sub 1, confidential client information. I move there is sufficient evidence. Second.
Can we have some discussion on this matter?
Yeah. It's kind of a hard one, too. There's really no evidence to prove that it is or isn't. It's.
Yeah.
And the client or the complaint said he left things there, but nobody really approved.
Okay. That was
nice. You were
there as well.
We should just do this in executive session.
All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Any abstention?
All right,
18-013. You want me to take
this off?
I can do this. This one's super easy. Bryce, Bryce and Alex are quietly. I don't know what they're doing today.
I got it.
He just waits for us to speak up.
Absolutely. Damn, yeah. Case number 18-013, pursuant to OAR 801-030-0020-3, acting through others with regard to OAR 801-010-0082-0802, holders of certificates or licenses in other states. I move that there is sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
And then your direction on that is low, low, low?
Yeah,
low, low. Super low.
Low, sorry,
super low.
Prior.
It's a technical violation.
18-012. Yeah. Yes.
Low. Is that something in a newsletter perhaps that can go out to remind CPAs that they, if they are going to enter into agreements, not that they can't prevent people? I don't know. It's because it seems like it comes up.
Prevent people.
That
comes up. Oh, got it.
Okay.
So the non-disclosure stuff.
Yeah, just in a newsletter, kind of a reminder saying, "Hey, profession, don't do this."
Well, I've seen.
So they can bring it to their lawyers because it's their lawyers that are drafting the agreement.
Yeah,
I've seen engagement letters where they say you can't file a board complaint after a year.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's where the issue.
Is. Yeah, yeah. You beat the client out of that.
I have my health company. I'm not going to get with
you. That's right.
I'm sorry.
The ones from
18-012. Well,
those are
all right.
Sorry. Are you moving forward?
Yep.
Case number 18-014. Pursuant to OAR 801030010, subsection 1B, regarding due professional care and or OAR 801030010104, tax standards with regards to IRS Circular 230, the final extensions for 16 individuals who were not firm clients. I move that there is insufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? 18-017?
Did that one fail?
Yes.
Passed with insufficient.
It's just,
should probably wait. We have a quorum, voting member?
Yeah.
We can go, yeah. We have a quorum.
Case number 18-017, pursuant to OAR 801030010, subsection 1B, due professional care for not performing compilation or review engagements without due professional care. I move that there is insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Al's not in
there. There's Al, yeah.
Okay, 18-021, page 5.
Case number 18-021, pursuant to OAR 801030010, subsection 1B, due professional care when he prepared and filed tax returns with an invalid P-10. I move that there is sufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion?
You're probably going to disagree.
That's it?
No,
you could be wrong.
You could be wrong. Okay.
I said we're probably going to disagree.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Any abstention?
Low, medium, high.
Low.
Did we need it? We needed that on the weekend or 2 years.
No.
Insufficient.
Passed as insufficient.
Okay. 18-023.
Got a wife and make a motion.
Well, I'll take this one. OAR 801030010, subsection 4, tax standards, and or OAR 801030010, sub 1, sub A, professional competence, and or OAR 801030010, sub 1, sub B, due professional care. I find sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion?
Did you say sufficient?
Yes. All those in favor?
Well, hang on. I was just going to make the comment that it was his sufficient evidence says that it's his professional standards to have informed his client regarding the comp issue. Is that what we're...
If something that egregious.
For the amount, essentially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least identify it as a... Look, here's... You have a really low salary, and there's a potential issue that the IRS will call you on it. I mean, if that's all, at least he's identified.
The motion is for sufficient evidence on
yes.
that first one, line 15. Okay. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any extension?
OAR 801030020, subsection B, reporting requirements, 2017 edition. Sufficient evidence for not failing to timely report.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any extension?
That'd be a low. Take some CPE. That's good.
Well, yeah, I guess for me it's a little more medium from the standpoint of should have, looks like he's already taken CPE and just isn't.
These are basic concepts.
Yeah, super basic. So for me.
Case number 18-045, pursuant to OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 1A, professional competence, and OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 1B, due professional care in the preparation of her marijuana client's 2016 business tax return. I move that there is insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Objections?
Same case number, pursuant to OAR 801030020, subsection 7C, board communications and investigations for not timely responding to board by requesting 4 extensions to respond to board communication. I move that there is insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Opposed? Any extension?
I'll take this one. OAR 801030010, sub 1, sub B, 2 professional care. For filing tax return without prior signed written authorization. Sufficient evidence.
Second.
Yes. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Second matter, OAR 801030010, subsection 1, subsection B, due professional care for not timely resolving his client's payroll issue. Sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion?
It was a long time, but it was really hard to tell whose fault it was.
I don't know if we have.
I don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think that's. All those in favor?
I'll be in favor.
And this is sufficient?
Yes.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. Any opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Second.
So we got 2-2 and 1?
Yeah.
Yep. 2-3 and 1.
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining. Okay.
So you voted for sufficient and Healy?
I voted no.
No.
Oh, okay.
Two yeas, 3 nays, 1 abstain.
Third matter, OAR 801030015, subsection 2, little b, big b, requested records. I move there's insufficient evidence.
Second.
Second.
So this goes back to he says he provided them and the client never received them.
He mailed a letter saying I left the firm, your records are here.
And additionally he says that he mailed them.
Yep.
Timely. The client says he didn't receive them.
Okay. Yep. So he mailed certified. Good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm sorry, this was, we voted that there's insufficient?
Yes.
Aye.
You opposed?
No. Sorry.
So the motion is insufficient evidence with respect to requested records. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
This is just the first half.
I know.
Okay,
19-005. Case number 19-005, pursuant to OAR 030-0010, subsection 1B, pursuant to OAR 801-0030-0015, subsection 2B, and multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0020, section 7, I vote that they're sufficient on all accounts.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Level of egregiousness? Seems pretty high.
Aye.
19-016. Last one.
Case number 19-016, pursuant to OAR 801030010, section 1B, due professional care for untimely filing an amended federal income tax return for a client beyond the 3-year statute of limitations, I move that there's insufficient evidence.
Second. Any discussion?
I think there's sufficient evidence, but I think it's low. I mean, they've cleaned up, they figured it out, they've got it fixed, they settled. I think the evidence is there, but
did we have any disagreement on
care?
Reading when the returns due. Well, I think it's the right
one.
I mean,
it was the one email or phone call that, you know, the work was done timely.
I know. I feel like that's paid.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed? Any abstention?
Any opposed?
Me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go about our public session agenda. Never mind, that's not a public session. I was thinking the discussion is executive session. I guess let's really quickly ask if there's any old business reports from the board meeting and BOAC meetings.
If you had any questions after you read those.
Was there any difference though in the way, I guess I didn't read it that closely, but
I can't remember.
That's okay. All right, that's fine. We have that information. That was in our packet, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So now we will move into executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660.62 set up search at 155.